USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's all up to Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi as a massive economic stimulus bill is now before the Senate.
The Senate is going to stand together, act together, and pass this historic relief package today.
Senate Democratic leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is also cheering the massive economic stimulus package, calling it unemployment insurance on steroids. The Democratic-led House is expected to take up the bill on Thursday. Governor Andrew Cuomo says New York now has over 30,000 confirmed cases of the Chinese coronavirus, with 285 deaths. The bulk of them still within New York City, which has nearly 18,000 cases. White House health officials are asking anyone that leaves New York to self-quarantine for at least 14 days. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I think I've turned a corner in not having so much fatigue. That was my initial problem, was I was just tired all the time. So I think it's helping me with that. I think it's a whole lot better as a supplement than a lot of other products. Basically, you heal from the cellular level up. That's why nutrition is so important. Having whole foods is very important for health. I really think that it's been helping me overall.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
YouTube is making some changes during the coronavirus pandemic. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
YouTube is reducing its video quality as more people are staying at home and surfing the web during this coronavirus pandemic. The platform is saying it's going to implement the change for the next 30 days or so by defaulting to standard definition. They say that will ease the ongoing strain on the overall internet. Although users have the option to upgrade to a higher resolution, YouTube says it's doing its best to minimize stress on the system.
For the first time ever, the U.S. box office recorded zero revenue as theaters are shut down amid the coronavirus outbreak. While a very small number of theaters are open, major film distributors didn't release figures. Drive-ins are still doing business in some parts of the country. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Chinese government knew the coronavirus would become a global issue and repeatedly delayed in telling other nations.
We tried, you'll remember from the opening days, to get our scientists, our experts on the ground there so that we could begin to assist in the global response to what began there in China. But we weren't able to do that. The Chinese Communist Party wouldn't permit that to happen.
Ford Motor Company has issued a recall notice for approximately 250,000 vehicles in the United States because of a faulty door latch. The vehicles being recalled are 2014 to 2015 Ford Fiestas, 2014 to 2016 Ford Fusion Sedans, and 2014 to 2016 Lincoln MKZ vehicles. The company says the springs could crack under certain temperatures that would prevent the door from closing. You're listening to USA Radio News. A plan to dispose of Fukushima wastewater is drafted. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Tokyo Electric Power Company is to release radioactive wastewater off the coast of Japan slowly for the next 30 years. NHK said a plan has been drafted for the disposal of tritium-tainted water from the crippled Fukushima nuclear power plant. Report of the draft plan comes at a time when Japan is postponing the 2020 Summer Olympics after weeks of dispelling rumors that the event would be canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic.
Thank you, Wendy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.